Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited Q3 and FY 2026 analyst call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Danish, and good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Kirloskar Ferrous Industries third quarter results call. We have the senior management of the company represented by Mr. R.V. Gumase, the Managing Director, and Mr. R.S. Sreevatsan, the ED Finance and the CFO. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Gumase for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Pallav. Thank you very much. Let me first of all welcome everyone on the call for Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Q3, the result call. Let me start with some production details. We produced 21% more pig iron in copper unit and overall flat kind of thing because we didn't run Hiriyur plant for most of the quarter. We are now geared up with higher quantity of production from Blast Furnace 1 and 2, and we have capability to produce up to 46,000-47,000 tons per month from Blast Furnace 1 and 2. Of course, Hiriyur is at about 14,000-15,000 metric ton per month. The ability to produce high quantity is almost in place. At the same time, I would like to say that the pig iron plant is running well with respect to all aspects, except definitely continued pressure on margins in pig iron. Some light at the end of tunnel. From January, there are price increases which have come into pig iron market. Northern India, almost like 4,000 rupees per ton of pig iron, which is like around 10%. Other areas, especially south and west, slightly less, but there has been a increase in the pig iron prices, which should support us in improving the margins. Casting production was 39,000 against 35,500, which is about 10% increase in the production. Tube, Ahmednagar, there is an increase of 11%, and Baramati, we have gone down because of the plant shutdown, which was taken during the quarter, slightly extended to upgrade one of the heating furnaces. Coming to the sales figures. We have almost flattish kind of quantity. We have 2% growth on the sales quantity cumulatively year to date, from 376,000-385,000, which is 2% increase. Whereas the pig iron prices have come down by 9% compared to last year, resulting into value turnover coming down by 7%. In case of castings, there is a growth of 5% in the last nine months, from 1 lakh metric ton per annum to 105,000 metric ton per annum. In addition to this, we also have the production and sales of Oliver, which is not part of this figure, which is the Punjab foundry. With respect to tubes, the last nine months figure, if you look at, Ahmednagar's total tube sales has gone up from 117,000 metric ton to 137,000 metric ton, which is a growth of 17% overall. And in steel, we have sold 60,000 tons from 52,000, growth of 16%. In case of casting, we have a sales realization dropping marginally, but not big way. So we get the benefit of volumetric growth directly. In case of tubes, sales realization have substantially gone down, especially in Baramati, as much as 16%. Overall, in tubes, about 11% is the drop in the prices. With this, in terms of value, tube sales growth is 5%, whereas steel sales growth is much. Steel sales is 10%, whereas tube sales is 5% up. We have progressed well in terms of green power. We have, as you know, we have commissioned about a year back 70 megawatt solar power plant. We have the full benefit coming from that. In addition to that, we are already executing another 70 megawatt of solar power plant. In addition to that, we are also pursuing 25 megawatts or 12 machines of 2.1 megawatt each for the wind power. So all this we expect it to get commissioned in quarter two of next year, and bringing additional 130 megawatts, so that we can reach effectively close to 200 megawatt solar equivalent. Demand for casting continues to be very strong from all the sectors: tractors, automotive, commercial vehicles, as well as the earth moving equipment. We are working on improving the production and sales, we expect the volume to grow in casting across all the segments. With respect to tube business, I would like to add one small point here, that we will be taking up the deliveries of high volume customer tubes, and some additional benefits should come in the quarter four. Also, we expect the margin improvement benefit should come in quarter four in the pig iron business. We continue to be committed to all the projects which have been lined up, and we are continuing with our journey to invest on key projects, and there is no change in our stance. We'll take up all those projects as per the timeline in coming quarters. With this brief, introduction, I would request the start of Q&A, and we'll be happy to take up the questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Our first question comes from the line of Digant Haria from Greenwich Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you for the opportunity. Just two questions. One is, the pig iron prices were very low, and that led to lower margins. That we understand. But shouldn't the casting division and the tube division at least get some benefit, because we still a lot of us rely on these two divisions also. So any color you can give here on, you know, at what price do we sell it to them, and you know, like, do they benefit when big time prices are low and now big time prices are up, so will they face some margin pressure?
Yeah, thank you very much. As you know, most of the casting customers, we have entered into, you know, price variance mechanism. If the commodity prices go up, we get the increase in the casting prices. Commodity goes down, we have to pass on the benefit to customers. So we won't get directly too much benefit, but we have to pass it on to customers. And as you see, even though there was a big drop in the both pig iron prices and steel scrap prices, our casting prices have not come down that much, very marginal, or rather we have maintained the casting prices. That is because of the product mix. We've been able to develop high price castings, critical castings, and we are started the delivery of those, and hence we have managed the sales realization.
Okay, sir. Sir, and second question is on the casting. So second question is on the casting division, that we are seeing the strongest trends possible in, you know, tractors and TVs and, you know, all our underlying industries. So where do you expect, like, you know, can we reach 50,000 next quarter, or you know, is that number at least a year away? You can give just some color, because, you know, we're hoping that casting division will scale up even more this quarter, the Q3 test. So just any thoughts here, sir?
See, the addition to sales quantity comes from two. Increasing the productivity and getting higher volumes in the existing foundries. The provision of increasing the sales in copper foundry is very marginal. Maybe we can get another 5,000 increase there per annum, which is 400 tons per month. Whereas, as you know, Solapur, we have added the second foundry line, and we have to increase and improve the capacity utilization in Solapur, which has still enough capacity. We expect to produce and sell around 50,000 ton, but it can go up to 70,000 ton. So I don't think it will happen in 1 year, but definitely it should happen. We are working for that to reach those levels in 2 years. So I can expect about 800 to 1,000 tons per month increase in Solapur in coming quarters. Another thing is, by end of this year, we are looking forward to merge the Punjab foundry into KFIL, Oliver into KFIL, and we are in the process to merge it. That foundry this year will produce and sell close to 15,000 ton, and that is not reflecting here. If I take that, our growth in the casting business is 15 to 16%. Our growth in the tube and business is also 15%. Our growth in the steel sales would be more than 15%, where we are not achieving volumetric growth, or only 2% so far, is in the pig iron, which I expect last quarter it will improve, and it should also be having 4 to 5% decent growth in the volume. And in terms of sales in crores, depends on the price. Pig iron price increase should help us, and pig iron price increase should also help in improving casting and tube prices. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Asha Patel from Molecule Venture PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. A very good afternoon to the entire team. So, sir, my primary question is, we have somehow not able to deliver on our volume guidance, especially in casting segments. Despite having additional expanded capacity, we are still stuck at 35,000 metric ton of rate and quarterly run rate. and whatever we have in the past guided that has not been able to achieve. So I just fail to understand when the industry is doing so well. The tractor industry has been doing good for last 5 quarters, casting for last 2 quarters. What exactly is the bottleneck which we are facing? Instead of generalized reason, if you can give specifics, that would be really appreciated. Why we are not able to scale? Because at the time of initiating the expansion, what we communicated to the shareholders were that orders are already in hand and the expansion should be very fast.
Thank you very much, Ashok. I think two things are very important. Is the capacity utilization in Solapur to increase. It has improved, but not to the satisfaction of us. It is related to new product development and ramp up of newly developed castings. I think we have now come up to about 1,200 tons from the new foundry, whereas we have to go up to 3,000. So that is the gap, about 2,000 tons per month coming out of Solapur. Our take on Solapur going up is they will keep expanding about 10,000 tons per year. So currently this year they are at 4,200 average. We expect that they will go to next year 5,200 and next to next year about 6,200. More than that, when we are trying to ramp up, we are not in a position because it has a complex new product development and ramp up aspects. This is on the Solapur. In addition to this, we were about to also bring in Oliver or Punjab Foundry. As I mentioned, in the very first year of operation, we will be having sales very close to 15,000 metric ton per annum. And so second year...
For FY26, the ongoing year or for next
ongoing
year?
Ongoing year.
So far how much?
Ongoing.
Out of 15,000... Srivatsan,
you have that number so far? How much has happened production sales in Oliver? You have to unmute and speak.
Maybe another 2 minutes I'll tell you, sir.
Okay. We'll give, sir, but it is in line with going to 15,000 by the end of the year. Maybe it is very close to 11,000 tons.
And next quarter, sir, how much do you expect this 35,000 run rate, ongoing run rate to move to for the standalone entity?
No, as I told you, we should expect casting we are currently at, including Oliver, we are at around 14,000. 14,500 currently.
No, I did not understand this figure, sir. What is this?
Production and sales, we have reached a run rate of 14,500 tons per month.
Okay.
The numbers you are saying is without Punjab Foundry. With Punjab Foundry, and once we have the merged entity, we can expect 45,000 per quarter.
Okay. And sir, okay. And regarding the pig iron segment, I understand that we are part and parcel of the broader commodity cycle. So the realizations have been under a lot of pressure for last 2 years now. Spreads have been reducing, but given that we sell in spot, most part of our quantity, volumes, and spot pig iron realization, even for foundry grades, are now at almost yearly highs. So when do you expect the benefit of realization to click in, to be reflected in the numbers? Whether it would be Q4 itself or it would be a quarter after that?
No, it should reflect definitely in quarter four.
Okay.
See, we don't have rate contracts long term. As you mentioned, it is spot. Whatever is the price increase, see, except I can say that typically 15 days. Our order bookings are for dispatch in next 2 weeks. Other than that, we should get the benefit.
So based on reported numbers, you feel that quarter three was already the bottom for the pig iron, given that the prices have now meaningfully upward, revised upward, and hope we continue, it continues that way.
Yeah, hope. It's a management, you told me. See, I have been talking about it has bottomed out for so many quarters and the bottom was not to be seen. Hopefully, okay, with the up cycle coming in, I can say that bottom is over.
But with regards to coking coal prices, even that has been increasing, right? So, don't you feel large part of spread increase due to realization would be eaten away by coking coal increase?
I only say that at least for short period, we should enjoy that because I have coverage of coking coal for 3-4 months.
Okay, got it.
At the earlier prices. Let us see what happens. See, you know, it's very important. These are not straightforward, straight lines. One is I covered for 3-4 months. Another is, why did the coal prices go? They went, one of the reason everyone talked about was, went up because of the flooding rains in Australia. I expect that by February it should be all over, summer gets over, and from March whether the coking coal prices will come down. I can always wait up to March to source my coal. So let us see how it goes, but right now I would say that we have some improvement in the pig iron prices and we have covered with the coking coal required up to maybe for the next 4 months from January.
Got it, sir. So last question from my side. My question is to CFO sir, where do we see the lever foundry performance in our reported numbers? As you rightly mentioned, it is not yet consolidated and that is why you are not reporting even the volume numbers on the PPT. But where do we see the improvement in our financials exactly from that?
Yeah, sir, as of now, it is 100% subsidiary.
Okay.
So, as of such, since it is not listed, the numbers are not coming.
Okay, but financial numbers would be reflected, right? If it is
100%.
Correct. It is in the consolidated, you can see.
Yes. Yeah. That is my question. The consolidated numbers, we can see the contribution of Oliver also, right?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, why was our design plant shut down for like almost 40-50 days? Because no shutdown was expected at least in FY26 and 27 after multiple rounds of shutdowns for last few years.
See, we started with maintenance activity which was required but extended because of the bad market conditions. So there's no point in running the plant if there is negative contribution.
Fair enough. Absolutely. Agreed. And sir, in tubes division...
Mr. Patel, I'm really sorry to interrupt you, but you may proceed and take it from me. Thank you. Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Manish Goyal from Thinkwise Wealth Managers LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. A couple of questions, sir. Just continuing on the casting volume, sir, what we see sequentially, the volumes are down 4%. A bit curious to know, like, despite tractors and CV industry doing so well, why is it that our casting volumes are down? In fact, if I look at your sales breakup of the castings, the revenue from CV has declined YOY as well as quarter on quarter. So that was the first question, sir, if you can highlight on that. And second is on the Oliver volumes, how much was the Oliver volumes in the quarter three and in 9 months? That was the first set of questions.
Yeah, I think sequentially there could be some small issues relating to many aspects because it's 35,255 metric ton versus quarter two of 36,650 tons. What we are looking at is against last year's 1,30,000, we should be going up very substantially, and which I say that it should be around 15% to 16% growth, including the Punjab pound. And subsequently, then we look forward at least going to 185,000 to 190,000 ton next year.
Okay, sir. Maybe if you, Mr. Srivatsan, if you can give us the Oliver numbers for the quarter three, what was the volume, and for 9 months?
I can say that, okay?
Sure, sir. Sir, what would be our production loss due to Baramati plant shutdown for the tubes, sir? Because tube volumes are also down this quarter on BGT sequentially. So what could be the impact because of that, number one? And number two, the large order what we are expecting in Q4, is it pertaining to the order which we had received from ONGC a couple of quarters back? So what could be the value of that order, sir? These are the two questions.
First of all, the large volume is ONGC, I agree with you. And we see, you know, these are the heavy tubes, and we will get both volumetric as well as the business in terms of value also, it comes into the growth. I don't have the relevant data to say exactly how much it comes. But we have a good lineup for this quarter of sales in the oil and gas sector.
Sure, sir. And on the export side, what kind of better realization we have in the tube, sir? Because exports is roughly 10% value in the tube, so.
Oh my God. I don't have exact margin difference, but it's good business, and we are this year at least we have grown in that, and in this is in spite of 50% duty.
Sure, sir. And sir, on pig iron, you mentioned that there has been 4 rupees increase in the North India and not equivalent increase in South and West market. So, this we are talking for the foundry grade, sir?
No, see, this North, it's combination of foundry grade as well as basic grade. And I would say across all grades. Increases okay. Across all grades. And South, as the prices were slightly higher than North, so increase is not 4,000, maybe it is around 3,000 rupees per ton in the South and West. Maybe West will also come to 4,000 rupees increase.
Right, sir. So, sir, now with the rupee depreciation, have we also seen the scrap prices going up, which are probably supporting the price increase in pig iron, and how should we understand that, like in terms of sustainability of this, and will imports of pig iron also decline because of this? Just want to understand that overall demand supply, how should we look at it, like which was probably a mismatch sometime back for last couple of years?
No, it's a very long overview. Many countries, including European countries, were supposed to discourage export of scrap, and they were supposed to encourage local consumption, reduce the emission. And logical expectation is that import of steel scrap should become costly day by day. And India imports 10 million tons, close to 10 million tons of steel scrap. And India generates 30 million tons of steel scrap. We expect both domestic as well as the imported steel scrap should go up. But if you look at last couple of years, they have not gone up as much as we expect them to go up in spite of rupee depreciation. So I'm still hopeful that the scrap prices will pick up and it should support together. And in India also, there has been a movement which has taken good shape recently, is that even the steel makers want to produce steel with induction furnace, with arc furnace. They want to consume more and more steel scrap. Even large steel plants are taking the drive to consume more scrap, bring recycling, and improve their commitment and performance to reducing the the CO2 emission. So I expect coming quarters steel scrap should pick up, and it has truly not reflected. That is a matter of concern, but we are still looking forward steel scrap prices to pick up, which should support the gas.
Sure, sir. And sir, one clarification on the Solapur new foundry. What is the current production, and you did mention, I missed on that, and how should we look at it?
See, I just mentioned that we can expect 4,200 ton on an average sales per month for this current year, and we are trying to take this to average 5,200 tons sales per month for the next financial year, which will give us a 12,000 ton increase over the 50,000 ton, which is more than 20% growth in volume. I know it should have happened earlier, but it has not happened. That we are, I think, reasonably confident that we should go to 60,000 volume from Solapur next year, keeping copper around 1,05,000, 1,08,000 kind of thing. And if Punjab foundry brings in another 24,000 ton, you can make the total. I think we'll go very close to 2,00,000 ton, maybe around 190.
Right, sir. And sir, last question on two-part foundry. How is the progress? When can we expect to start?
July commissioning is still possible. I look forward to that.
Excellent. Sir, I have two more questions. I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you, sir.
Sure. Thank you, Manish.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mahesh Bendre from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. My question is related to casting business. Sir, India's largest CV manufacturer on their
con call. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mahesh, but if you can just a little bit loud, please.
I'm audible now?
Better.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sir, go ahead, Mahesh.
Yeah. So, sir, India's largest CV manufacturer on the call said that given the strong demand uptrend they have seen in the CV market, there are shortages in the some of the components, including casting. So this is what we have heard from the largest manufacturer of CV in India. So, apart from the volume growth, do you see any change in the pricing in the upcoming quarters for us?
No, I think casting manufacturers should definitely get benefited with the demand increase, but unlike figure and casting, pricing is long-term fixation and also some linkage to the raw material linkage. So, a bit difficult, but one should try and get some benefit on casting prices.
Because even if you don't get
it doesn't go like Pigeron. We can't increase prices. It's a long-term marriage. We develop the parts for long-term, and any change in the pricing has to be negotiated and settled.
No, I mean, foundry business operating leverage is very important. So if the volume picks up, the margin should improve. I mean, this has been the past.
I think it will benefit a little bit because capacity utilization improves, then margin should improve. But contribution or gross margin is directly proportional to the volumes. So there will be definitely profit in capacity utilization. And also any price correction, it is a little bit long-term fight. We should try and achieve it.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to clarify the pig-iron production capacity now. So you said that 47 kiloton each blast furnace at Koppal and roughly 45 at Hiriyur. So 140 to 145.
No.
Per quarter?
This 47,000 is per month, no? Not quarter.
So, sir, what should be the annual capacity of pig-iron now?
Annual capacity, let me come back to you. I think 7.2.
7.2, which could be operated optimally at what, 85-90%?
See, let me, I have to do some calculation for you quickly because
But, sir, we will look for some volume growth next year, right, on pig-iron? That's the main question over here.
1 minute. I think this is 7 lakh ton out of 720 is achievable, realistically.
Right, sir. Because, sir, this year we might close something near to 520, 550. But do you expect that to...
You have to see two things. One is production, internal consumption and external sales. I think difference is coming because of that. About 1 lakh ton we consume internally.
Right, sir.
Maybe 90,000 to 1 lakh.
Right, sir. Casting and jewelry, right. So then we
even
have some scope of growth.
Yeah, we have some scope of growth next year. In pig-iron?
Yes.
Definitely we have. We want to even upgrade a Hiriyur for pig-iron blast furnace, and we can expect something like 52 plus 21. 73 into 12. We can upgrade it another 50 to 60. No, we can upgrade it to almost 9 lakh tons. Hot metal, not pig-iron, not sales. We can upgrade together to go to 9 lakh tons.
Wow, sir.
And
wow.
We plan to do it. We plan to do it. See, low margin pressure discourage us to do something, you know, so some light should be there. So I think we have long-term commitment in terms of producing more hot metal, converting some part of it to steel so that pressure of pig-iron sales comes down and we make some reasonable margins both in pig-iron and better in steel. But 9 lakh hot metal is possible, yes. We plan to
do it. So the Hiriyur, project will we take it in next year, FY27?
We have so many projects which give so many benefits, so we have no choice but to prioritize, whether it is steel project, whether it is solar and wind project, whether it is casting capacity enhancement project. So I think some prioritization will happen, but upgrade could be next year or next to next year.
Right, sir.
All are important, everything is required to be done.
Right. Sir, my second question is, if you can help us with the status of the steel plant, sir, at Koppal. where are we? What's the progress over there?
Everything is ready. We have to sign off and order the equipment. So I think before end of this 31st March, we will take that step so that 2 years we should commission steel plant.
Right, sir. Right. And lastly, sir, would you be able to give a number to the EBITDA per ton we are doing right now in Pig Iron? I mean, are we even making 1,000 rupees on EBITDA, or is it even low?
I
mean,
no, I think I think we are doing very close to 9% EBITDA. One second, I don't have 3%. Can you add? I think we are around 9 to 10% EBITDA on Pig Iron.
So before the pre-price hikes, I mean, before the price hikes, or is it?
I think 1 minute. Give me a minute. Let's go ahead with the next question. Before close, I'll give you the numbers.
No, sir, that's all. That's all from us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Amar Ahir from Reden Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm Arjun, sir.
Yes, hello. Please proceed.
Can you tell me about the color on the utilization you have done in this quarter?
Can you just repeat and clearly? I missed.
Yeah, just give me a moment.
Hello.
Yeah, can you help me with the utilization you have done in this quarter?
Capacity utilization?
Yeah, utilization.
See, Pig Iron is above 100, and casting remains only Koppal and Solapur from the achievable level about 68% is Solapur, 93% is Koppal, and Ahmednagar 69%, Baramati 49%. Jajuri 68%. These are the capacity utilizations. We have potential across many plants to increase output.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. That's it from myself. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Bharat Seth from Quest Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Hello,
yeah.
Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
I just want to get a sense that how much increase in we have seen in the deem exports this year or last previous year, or was it some flat or decline because of that our volume is some kind of softness we are seeing?
No, we are not seeing any softness. Our exports, deemed exports to both the customers continues normal, and they remain top two customers. And no change in the deemed export. Slight increase, not big increase.
Okay. So second thing you said on the Solapur, the problem was, a new development product, because which is very complex and it is taking time. So how should we read? What is that this product is for? Which kind of, ultimately, is it for earth moving, or we were also looking for a Cummins order? So if you can give a little more color.
See, what it should be read is, if the new foundry is simple casting like housing in Oliver, from zero we can go to full volume in 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
In case of more complex cylinder heads, cylinder blocks, that too, auto block, auto heads, etc., we should take it that it takes, ramp up would be 15% per year. So full capacity can be reached only in 5 years. Not in 2 or 3 years.
So is that fair understanding? Because of, you said that it is taking So, I mean, rejection rate in initial time is little higher. So, that is also affecting some extent our margin.
See, getting into quality rejection issue has nothing to do with only commissioning. Sometimes we do get into some of the new product not performing as per expected thing. But you are true that when we start the foundry and we start capacity utilization in foundries, a lot of casting development is involved, and we are likely to face challenges and problem in the beginning.
Okay. Okay.
But we have to manage everything and then progress. So we look forward that from 163,000, something like that, those number including Punjab Foundry, we should go to very close to 190,000 next year. Of course, performance with respect to productivity and the quality has to be kept intact to move forward.
Sir, we were looking for more than 2 lakh tons for a tube in 27. So, looking at current demand and supply scenario, are we on a track or there could be some delay over there?
No, I think tube, we are more or less on track. If at all any off track is only in the steel because of our manufacturing cost being high and our mindset not to sell at low prices, why sell without contribution. But the tube, I think we are progressing well, including Baramati and Ahmednagar. We should be very close to 2 lakh ton this year and do maybe 10% more in the next year.
Okay. Okay. Great, sir. And thanks
and
for the opportunity.
We expect that current installed whatever equipments are there, we should be able to go up to 230,000, and we are planning for an expander mill so that beyond 230,000 we get the benefit of the new mill and not exiting it.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Deepak from Sundra Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I'm audible, sir.
Yes, Deepak, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, my first question is on stainless tube. So, sir, this quarter we saw a dip of 20% QOQ. So, is it completely attributable to delay in dispatches of that ONGC order, or is there any other reasons also?
No, there is. I mentioned about the upgrading of one of the furnace, heating furnace. But if you look at tube production, it is compared to last year third quarter, it's down by about 7,000 tons. Less than 7,000, around 6,500 tons. But it's not because of lack of orders. I think we have to do some maintenance or for the long-term benefit. And we have to recover. We have one quarter, whatever best possible, we'll have to recover. And we are currently at the tube sales volume. We are at 1 second. Tube sales. We are at 1,37,000, and we have a big task, and we look forward to cover it as much as possible in the last quarter.
Okay.
I think still we have an opportunity to get the growth. Yes.
Okay. Sir, let's say if you completely exhaust your ONGC order which you have won, let's say in volume terms, sir, how much can that contribute?
I think I cannot exhaust and finish in this quarter. It will go to next quarter also.
Okay, so I'm asking for the complete order. Let's say if you execute that whole order.
I don't have that much detail in this call.
Okay. And so one question on your cost reduction plans with respect to solar and wind. So as per your presentation, one solar power is about to get commissioned in Q4, right? And then there is one windmill phase one again in Q4. But earlier in the call, you highlighted that most of the commissioning will happen in Q2 of FY27. So just wanted some clarification that what kind of capacity is coming in which quarter for you to completely achieve that 130 megawatt incremental green power.
See, we have ordered 25 megawatt of wind. And we have ordered 70 megawatts of solar. And all these have some of the other challenges relating to land. I would say that as on date, none of this has got commissioned. And this commissioning process will start from beginning from April onwards. And my understanding today is that between April to September, everything will get commissioned. Because we do not, especially most of the land requirement in solar is in position. And windmills identification, location, all is in position. I expect everything should get commissioned on or before September, as told earlier, this year. The whole thing, 70 plus 25.
Okay, 70 plus 25.
Yeah.
Okay. And so one final question on casting. You know, it has been asked by previous participants also, and you also said that due to some new product development and complexity of those new products, there has been slowness in the ramp up. But sir, given that our existing customer also would have given you more volumes, right? Since the industry is doing very well in terms of CV, especially in terms of tractor. So let's say even at the existing facility of Solapur, which was running at a low capacity utilization, we are still not able to ramp it up, let's say on the existing models or existing products rather than the new development of products. So would it be fair to assume there could be some market share loss to any other participants or player in the market? Means, would it be possible in certain SKUs that we must have lost some market share?
I don't think loss of market share. It's basically, I would say that we have been the single source in almost 80% of our customer casting what we develop. But we have opportunity to increase into new businesses, new orders. And that is the area where I would say that it is from Solapur's second line, where, we have been facing some challenges in not able to ramp up. Some results have come in, and that's why I have been able to give some more specific number that we should go to 52,000 in this year and look forward to 50,000 this year and looking forward to 62,000 next year. It's not possible without resolving some issues. I think we will resolve that and move to higher volumes next year.
Okay, sir, if I can squeeze in one more. Sir, any ballpark number on the other side of the business apart from casting, like what kind of external sales volume are we looking at from tube, steel and electric iron?
No, well, we are talking about one is increasing the steel sales next year. Hopefully we should, I think it is a long pending demand that we sell at least 120,000 ton of steel. And we talked about 220,000 ton of tube from maybe 190-195 this year. And casting sales, I just mentioned about 190,000. And
yeah.
I think Pigeron should remain around very close to 6 lakh ton.
Okay, so the 6 lakh ton is external sales, right? When excluding internal sales?
Yes. No, no.
Not exactly 6 lakh, I have not done the calculation, could be 580, 596, because we can produce 7 lakh ton, out of that internal consumption is 1 lakh
ton. A lakh.
3% goes into skull. So very close to 6 lakh ton. So we have all these numbers together, we are talking about a good growth, not very high, but reasonably good growth. If we can continue to grow 15% to 20%, I think that will take us to the our stated goals of continuing the progress CAGR of 14%, 15%, 16%. And all these, especially value numbers, have to be seen with respect to product price drop, which is 9% in pig iron, 10% in tubes. These are the market forces which we continue to face, and in spite of that, we have to succeed and progress. And continue to strive for that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure, sir. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participant, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, team.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.